Well, howdy fellas, I'm sorry I didn't scare you, did I? Now, as you notice, the wokeness and diversity and all those special type words are all around us. Even in the UK, it's starting to go woke in a lot of places. And usually every time you see something going woke, or somebody's gone woke, or said something that's woke, or whatever, it's usually always generally over 80% of them is femons. Anybody else notice that at all? They've either got green, pink, blue hair, or sometimes they look quite normal. But their mouths are generally open and there's a noise coming out. And it generally doesn't make any sense at all. It's just gobbledygook. And lots of people think this is kind of odd. But to be honest with you, it's just normal. Femons have always talked gobbledygook. They generally don't make any sense at all. But many, many years ago, people didn't listen to them. See, as far as I'm concerned, femons are making no more sense than they did when I was a young man. So why? I don't know. People are listening to them for some reason. Of course, it does make it kind of worse when these femons have got themselves into companies and businesses. Because the law of the government dictates they must be hired. Then they start spreading their gobbledygook there. And all it creates is chaos and drama. I mean, the proof is out there. It's been out there a very long time. Wokeness doesn't work. It never will. Because it doesn't make any sense. You see, years and years ago, let's just say femons was kind of like those remote control cars which had that one wheel that was in a circle that just went round and round. And you put the car down and it kind of didn't know where it was going. It was kind of going a bit and then doing circles and going a bit. And the man would get hold of the car and kind of direct it in the right direction. And then the car would go in this certain direction for a little while. And then start doing circles all again. Well, as a man's not allowed to criticize a femon in any way, the car isn't getting pointed in any direction anymore and it's just doing circles and then circles. And then circles. And even though a lot of men have backed away and got away from the femons and don't want to get involved in their ideas and their chaos and drama, there's so much collateral damage from them that even the people well out the way are getting affected. Femons throughout history have always had a destructive nature. And if we take a look at societies now, femons are definitely destroying themselves, really. Their value is in the gutter, and so are they. And men aren't stepping in. They're stepping back. And I know out there, guys, it's hard to avoid the chaos and drama everywhere. But do the best you can. Because you will be the ones that are left and that are stronger. Because a spinning top has to stop spinning sometime. You know, they kind of remind me of the Tasmanian Devil, the cartoon. That was quite funny, though. Take it easy, fellas. Beer night tonight. Be there or be square.